11 sailors from Tuvalu and one from Fiji, along with crew members from Germany and Ukraine, were seized off the Horn of Africa in early April. Their captors reportedly demand a ransom of $15 million. The Tuvalu government says it's working hard to get its citizens freed, but after more than 2 months, little progress has been made in negotiations with the Somali pirates. The plight of the 11 men has hit Tuvalu hard. The country comprises 9 coral atolls in the South Pacific Ocean, midway between Australia and Hawaii. It has a population of just 12,000. About 40% of Tuvalan men work as crew members on foreign freighters, and their remittances provide valuable income back home. In Australia, Tuvalan expatriate Mapusaga Fumatagi has a cousin who's being held aboard the German cargo ship. She says these are deeply worrying times for the families of the hostages.
You know, it's never been in their wildest dream that human being can do this to other human being. They're all sad, they're all scared, especially close families of the 12 seafarers. And Tuvalu as a whole, we sort of come together to work something out. Otherwise, we're so hopeless that we don't have that kind of ransom.
The families of the sailors have pleaded with the Australian government to do what it can to intervene. At the end of May, Canberra announced it was sending a warship to patrol off the Horn of Africa as part of an international response to combat piracy. Officials have refused to comment on the hostages on board the Hansa Stavanger, saying they don't want to undermine efforts to secure their release. Piracy watchdogs have reported more than 100 pirate attacks off the coast of Somalia so far this year. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.